Welcome to the DrDavidMarlin.com Stable Science Podcast. I'm Dr. David Marlin, and along with a great team of experts, I'm helping horse owners and riders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. In these podcasts, we will discuss science-led research, technology, information, and advice to help you care for your horses so they may live healthier, happier, and longer lives. To support the podcast and all our research and science for horses, go to our website, www.drdavidmarlin.com. And to learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi there, and welcome to my weekly roundup of what I've been up to and what's been going on in the horse world. The first thing I want to talk about is, very sad, it's the passing of Dr. Sven Cold. Sven was working when I was doing my PhD at the Animal Health Trust's clinical unit at Ballaton Lodge in Newmarket. And I first got to know Sven through a project I was working on, which was looking at muscle and measuring the size of muscle cells. The technology I was using, Sven asked if I could help him measure the size of bone cysts before and after different treatments. And that was how I first met Sven. Let's say very sad that he's passed away, far too young, a great vet, and has done so much for so many horses and the veterinary profession, and he will be very sadly missed. On a happier note, I spent some time with Tracy Bye up at Loughborough University. Tracy has done previously some work on a number of different areas, including stirrup forces, which is something I'm interested in. And Tracy is doing a PhD there. My PhD is actually from Loughborough University as well. And Tracy is working with a really interesting it's not a force platform, actually. It's a motion platform, which has 6 degrees of freedom. And she has a horseback shape, which you can fit a saddle on and which riders can sit on. But what's even more interesting is there is a camera system that can film the movement of the rider. And what I've been helping Tracy with is pressure mat measurements and stirrup force measurements to coordinate with the image analysis, the 3D tracking of the riders. And Tracy's work is very interesting. It's around the area of sort of rider balance, and she is taking in riders who come in for a sort of an hour session to be assessed on this mechanical horse. It's not a conventional mechanical horse. As I say, it's very different. It's much more sophisticated than the typical, what I would say, the conventional mechanical horses that you see. I've also been hard at work, working on data analysis for the FEI, both for the Asian Games next year in China and also, of course, for Paris 2024. Now, I guess if we go back 10 years, we wouldn't necessarily be worrying about high temperatures in Europe. But if we look at the number of heat waves that we've had in Europe in the past 10 years, we've had more in the past 10 years than we've had in the previous 100 years. So it's something, unfortunately, we do have to now think about. And of course, with the FEI being extremely concerned about welfare and having that as one of their priorities in organising competition, it's important they have accurate data on which to plan the Olympic Games. So that was quite interesting. I've also been at the Farriers Convention at Stoneleigh, which was great fun. I think my liver will one day recover. But of course, it's always good to interact with people who have a very different perspective on things to you. And so, whereas I thought my lecture was going to be a little bit too perhaps boring or stuff that they'd already know, I was actually pleased to see that it raised interesting new ideas for many of the farriers there. I've also been working on analysing thermography images with Helen Reynolds. Helen's a thermographer, Helen Reynolds from her company's Equionics. Helen's based down on the South Coast area. And Helen took part in the Olympic test event for Tokyo and was at the Olympics as well. And we've been analysing some of that data and finalising some reports. I know it seems a long time on, but sometimes these things do take a long time. I'm also been working on a new exciting project with Russell McKechnie-Guire, Hillary Clayton, Anita Eggenvall. I'm struggling to remember the names of everyone who's involved. It's a massive project looking at laterality, and there will be a questionnaire going out that anyone can take part in. This is going to be an international project aiming to get a much better understanding of some of the factors affecting laterality in horses. So that should be going out very shortly. The Sport Horse Welfare Foundation that I'm president of, we've launched the Delphi project, which is Delphi is a technique that's used to try and understand views and to come to a consensus. And we've been doing that with over 70 different individuals involved in the equestrian world from different countries with different roles, for example, vets, members of national federations, professional riders, grooms, physios. And that's proven extremely interesting, and that's a project with Dr. Jane Williams from Hartbury, Caroline Munsters from Holland, but also Professor Lars Robster, Professor Mike Weishaupt from Zurich, and again a number of other colleagues that I've forgotten to mention. But if you are interested in Sport Horse Welfare Foundation and what the aims of this organisation are, you can have a look. Very easy to find Sport Horse Welfare. There is a website and there's a Facebook page as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Well, and we've got some really interesting insights into rugging coming out. Of course, any of you who follow my page will know that this is one of the things I'm fairly passionate about. The really simple message with rugging is don't rug your horse according to how cold you feel. Your horse is 7 times larger and covered in hair. So just because you're feeling a little bit chilly, it doesn't mean your horse is. And your horse really, most horses aren't likely to need rugs until it gets down to sort of close to 5 degrees. And of course, this year is very atypical. Average temperatures, I think, so around this time of year should be about 4 or 5 degrees. They're currently around 13, 14 degrees. Of course, that does depend on where you are. But most people should be holding off on the rugs. And we've got some really interesting content coming out based on the work that Ella Bartlett and Lorna Cameron from Sparsholt College and I did a few years back. The results of that were presented at a scientific conference. But what we've done is try and put that into an infographic that you can more easily understand, or it's easier to sort of not understand, but absorb. That's the word I wanted. It was also nice this week to catch up with Lucinda Green. Lucinda's invited me to take part in one of her events in the new year, and I'm very pleased to do that. But we also ended up, as we always do, talking about eventing, talking about the influence of the cross country in the overall scores and overall positions in eventing these days, and the issue of how we increase the importance of the cross country phase. It's very difficult because we have the way cross country courses are structured these days. The jumps come more frequently than they used to. There's less time between or distance between jumping efforts, and riders tend to go faster. And of course, we're concerned about speed as a risk factor for falls. But of course, that is really the way to avoid penalties is being inside the time clear. So it's tricky. We want to have the sport as safe as possible. Of course, there is always going to be risk in something like cross country. But how do we actually... We don't want to have the cross country judged. We don't want subjective components to it, but at the same time the way the courses are developing, it does tend to encourage riders to go quite fast between fences in order to try and avoid time penalties. And as I say, this could be a factor in falls in some instances. Anyway, I'll be looking forward to discussing that more in depth with Lucinda in the new year. And whilst we're on eventing, I had a really interesting meeting this week with the inventor of the MIM clip, which of course you'll remember or know that is designed to protect horses and riders from the danger of rotational falls, or rather to reduce the risk of rotational falls. And it was really interesting to meet the inventor and to understand the research that they've undertaken. Interestingly, this is, he's not a rider, but his wife is, but his expertise is within really the automotive industry, and he has, that's where his main work and business is. But he certainly understands the engineering requirements. He's a really, really interesting guy. And I learned a lot about the system. Of course, any system would always have some controversy. And of course, there was, I don't know whether it was controversy or whether it was sort of, you know, it was a shock, of course, with Michael Young being penalised for triggering one of the fences on the cross-country course in Tokyo last year. So this coming week, I start with a trip to London to the Royal Society for a conference on innovation in sport, accelerating breakthroughs in engineering, optimization and performance. And I'm really looking forward to that, and I'll report on that in my next podcast. Of course, this is important for my role within the British Team's Scientific Advisory Group, where we are always looking for opportunities to improve horse and rider performance and horse and rider welfare. So I'm really interested to see what's going to happen at this conference and see what I can learn. Anyway, hope you're having a good week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and the Stable Science series. If you want to learn more about this topic and our work, head over to the drdavidmarlin.com website. Our website and community of members discuss a wide breadth of topics, and the website houses thousands of articles, webinars, videos and research, all designed to help horse owners, riders, trainers and breeders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. The drdavidmarlin.com site is an independent information resource for all equestrians, a source of unbiased, science-based research. To learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter.